sorry, but I didn't tell you. I'm kind of about it.
Take it on back to them. I'm right, you're right. Everybody come along. Talk it on over and we'll find out who's wrong. I'm wrong, you're wrong. Everybody sing this song. Talk it on over and we'll find out who's right.
God damn it, motherfucker.
What? Well, that's a good way to start.
Shut the fuck up. There we are.
Smash that like button.
Take two. All right. God, Brady's got me all fucked up. All right. Hey, everybody. We are here with Kaya from the official podcast and Brady from Texas, I think. I don't know where he's from. He can't currently talk on mic right now because there's somebody in the next room taking a fucking shower. And apparently they use up all their internets when they take a shower. Hi, Kaya.
Hi, thanks for having me. Brady is mostly known for being the moderator in the official podcast server.
So there was a conversation in our after show a couple weeks ago. And Brady does nothing but talk shit about, he talks shit about our show. He talks shit about your show. And he's constantly saying that he could do a better job. So I invited him on our show. I was going to let him take over. And then at the very last minute, he said, can Kaya come on with me? Which is why you're here now. You were going to hold his hand through the whole ordeal. Mm-hmm. And now he can't even fucking come on.
Yeah. So I think this is why he needs to move out. But you know how that was going. He found a trailer somewhere in the swamp, a la Shrek. And it was only because we talked him out of it that he isn't getting raped by some hillbilly in the woods right now.
Aren't you and Brady the same age, Kaya? Like roughly the same age?
No, I think I'm like 8 years older.
Oh. For some reason, I thought you guys were the same age, but he looked at you like kind of like a father figure.
No, but he does look much older, doesn't he? He looks like 38 going on 50.
38 going on 50. Sounds about right, yes.
The interesting thing about about Brady, though, is one of the most negative people that I've ever met. I just thought it would be interesting to talk to him. I had a little idea for him, but whenever the dirty bird in their house gets done taking the shower, then we'll be able to talk to him.
See, I think they say that a lot about me too being too negative.
How do I sound?
And
I...
So this is Brady, everybody. Fuck, telling me, man. Brady, are you there?
I'm not.
Fuck me. Fuck.
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, my God, Brady.
Why, what's wrong?
So I'm going to have to fight. Fuck! All right. I want to get all this shit with Brady out of the way. Then we can just fucking kick him out.
Then we can just kick him out.
I think this is going to be the sequel to Trainwreck.
What an asshole, and you're laughing about this. You're ruining the show.
You asked me about an hour ago if I could do a mic check, and then I saw somebody in Discord offer to do a mic check with you. Did you not take them up on that? Oh my God.
Jesus. How is your internet always this unreliable?
You're answering something from 5 minutes ago, Brady.
Why you can't?
Doug. So we have to think on another level when talking to Brady. Is you have to think about what am I going to be angry about 10 seconds from now and voice that now.
All right, Brady.
Doesn't look happy.
All right, I think I'm going to go so far as to just fucking start this show over. Like,
cut the feed and start another one.
Thanks, Hellfire. I am. He says, I look skinnier. How much weight did you lose? Thanks to Kaya's nutrition plan, I am down, whatever, 80 pounds. I don't know.
No, you're not down 80 pounds.
Shut the fuck up.
Let's not oversell the diet and open ourselves up to lawsuits.
I don't want to introduce liability
like that.
All right. I'm going to... Brady, get the... I'm banning you. This is a fucking train wreck.
Do we got a chance to turn this around or not?
Okay. I'm going to give you one chance, Brady. You have to respond in a timely manner so I know there is no lag. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Perfect. Now, don't say a fucking thing.
But right. In response to what you were saying, I don't hate your show or no. I didn't say it was bad or that I could do better. I was just giving you guys suggestions, really.
Okay, so my opinion. Here's what I want you to do. I've got a couple things lined up for you. So you and Anthony have had some issues here in the last couple weeks, correct?
No.
All right.
yes.
But no, I have no issue with him.
You were crying because he said he didn't like you.
I wasn't crying. I was just surprised because I thought like he did like me. And then I heard him talking very badly about me.
I talk bad about everybody.
Yeah, I didn't understand that you might have been joking or not. I don't know if you're joking or not.
I'm not.
You told Kaya to completely cut me off and that I shouldn't be your moderator and
yes.
You shouldn't talk to me.
No, I don't care if Kaya talks to you, but I agree that you shouldn't be the moderator. You are you're not fun.
Probably not.
You don't understand what fun is. People are trying to enjoy themselves and you're the police. God, I don't like that.
All right.
Moderator is.
Okay.
Yeah, so stop.
Great. Perfect. I'm happy that everybody's understands what that is and, okay. And I don't give a shit. So Brady, I've interacted with you a couple times and I don't want to delve too much into your personal life. Okay. I don't want you to come on here and get embarrassed.
Well,
go ahead. Hello. Fuck.
Yeah. Hey, we've never had a conversation.
Right.
A couple messes back and forth.
You know what? Fuck. I'm gonna push through to this fucking bit. All right, Brady, are you there? Fuck it. All right.
This was it. This was your last chance, Brady. I don't know that I could go through this again. Holy fuck, man.
All right, I kicked him out. All right, let's. All right, you guys ready?
Yep. 10 minutes in. We're ready to go.
All right.
I'm wrong, you're wrong. Everybody sing this song. Talk it on over and we'll find out who's right.
All right. Hey, how's everybody doing?
Hello.
Right.
Take two.
All right.
Hey, everyone.
Thank you for joining us.
Oh, no problem. Very happy to be here.
Yeah, so we are... fuck, my head is shook, man.
That fucked the whole thing up, man. It fucked up the whole jive of the show.
Yeah, that's what we have is a jive, and now right. It's gone.
It's gone, the whole thing. Right. I meant to say vibe, but it came out jive, and I just went with it.
God, I had it all set up. I had this girl, Laura, the one that did our Fat Pride flag shirt, set up to role play with Brady.
Damn it. That sucks. That would have been great.
Yeah, it would have been fun.
Yeah. So, you know, the funny thing is, or rather sad, is we talked about this beforehand and you said, you know what, this is probably the highlight of his week. And he bungled it.
You know what? I bet Brady... and Anthony feel the same way. Like Brady coming on here and fucking it up is the same as Anthony going on the official podcast and fucking it up.
No.
I don't know.
No. What do we got? Like 8 listeners? No, it's not the same.
Right. But I mean, he plunges toilets. I mean, I don't want to sit here and badmouth Brady without him being able to defend himself. So.
Do you need me to? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
I'm not going to do that either. I would feel bad.
I mean, are you going to leave all of that in at the beginning? Because maybe
I'll figure it out. I'm going to have to.
Okay, then. All the listeners will be in on the joke, which was on us, really. Maybe this is all an elaborate ploy.
What I see back here.
Oh my God, Brady.
I'm here twice now. So I don't know if he signed in on a different computer, but he is complete. He's not even in here and he's fucking this up. So I wanted to talk. One of the things that I have on my list to talk about, Kaya, have you listened to any of Man Brain's wrap up show of our show?
No.
Okay. So you're familiar with what's going on with it, though. He records a podcast summarizing or getting into depth on something that we talk about or one of the guests that we have. So if you don't know anything about it. Yeah. If you don't know anything about Dave, he's got a mind. Anthony, explain his mind.
Good luck with that. I talk to Dave all the time and I still don't know. I don't understand him. I don't know if he like is trolling me because he'll tell me, yeah, he thinks that I'm funny. I don't know that if he really thinks that or if he's trying to troll me. Like, I really don't understand Dave's brain at all. I mean,
so we had a nice Doug on from WATP, and Dave, me and Dave were talking, and I said, see if you can keep him recording for 3 hours. Keep Nice Doug recording because I thought that would be funny just to tie him up all fucking night.
Right.
And he did. He went as long as he could with it. So then the following week, what was our last episode?
The MAGA, Lady MAGA.
Yeah. So he put out a wrap up show and it was 20 minutes long. And the whole fucking thing was about me not knowing how to promote him. Like, There was no wrap up. There was no discussion of the episode. He played clips of me bumbling his fucking website or whatever, and then just railed on me for 20 fucking minutes. That's the wrap up of who's right. Is I don't know how to promote him.
So you realize that the second wrap up of who's right was basically 2 hours of him trashing me, and you were totally fine with that. But 20 minutes of him trashing you, and you can't handle that.
So you
toughen up there
for people to ride your coattails.
What's that?
Yes.
I said you guys are big enough now for other people to ride your coattails.
Yes.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I'm letting go of yours.
I'm not saying you should. I'm just asking, like, does Dave have a voicemail? And if so, start using it.
Fuck him. I'll give the wrong fucking number out. So I was sitting there listening to him talk for 20 minutes, bad mouthing that I don't know how to give his website out, and fucking God damn it. It just fucking pisses me off. Nothing can ever go the way that it's supposed to.
I'm starting to think that this is the way that it's supposed to. This is it. This is what we get.
The more you try, the worse it works out somehow.
And you know, fucking having Brady come on, I just thought it'd be fun to talk to him. I thought it'd be fun to do that bit with Laura. And he starts sending me messages today while I'm at work. Hey, can you do a mic check? Well, actually, it started yesterday.
Oh God.
Can you do a mic check? No, Brady, I'm at work. 15 minutes later, how about now? Are you fucking kidding me?
Oh, shit.
So today, same thing. He sent me a message and said, I'd really like to do a mic check. So I wrote, okay. I don't give a fuck what you'd like. It has nothing to do with me right now because I'm at fucking work.
I still feel bad for him.
Apparently he's on his phone now and he says it's working.
That's fine. I don't care. All right. All right, Anthony, it was like a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
We had a conversation. We did an episode and we ended up, we took a shot at becoming a true crime podcast.
Yep.
What happened was, I want to read this comment. This was posted on the YouTube video for that show.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, it's like over a year old.
Mm-hmm.
So out of the blue, this guy stumbled across it. I just want to read the comment. I don't know if anyone will read this. Listening to most of it, I get the irreverent humor and making light of people's misfortune, but the loss of life crosses the line. Over 10 kids were orphaned in the Covina massacre, and one of these guys is laughing like they're just telling potty jokes. He did say that if kids die, the time should be lengthened to make fun of kids. I don't understand how any of this is funny. If I misunderstood the context of their show, I stand corrected. So I wanted to give some explanation. The Covina massacre, for those of you that don't know, I think it was like 12 years ago now. I know it was 12 years ago because we said that we weren't allowed to laugh about kids dying until after 10 years, and it's been a couple years since then.
Right.
So what had happened is a guy was upset. He went to a house, and he burnt the house down. I almost feel like we need to formally apologize because we obviously struck a nerve with this one person. So to think that we're using our platform and then getting on here and just laughing at people's misfortunes, there really is nothing funny about somebody dressing up. In this case, what had happened is somebody dressed up in a Santa suit with a homemade flamethrower.
I mean, yes.
So I listened back to it to see if this guy was right.
Mm-hmm.
And if you remember, the Santa suit melted onto him.
Not funny.
And we took it upon ourselves to change the ages of the kids so there was no minors involved in this.
Made me feel better.
You'd be a great coroner. Just as you're bagging the kids up, you could tell the parents that they were 18.
Don't worry, they were 18. No kids died.
Burnt to a crisp.
That didn't take long for it to devolve back into us laughing at people dying, I guess.
Yeah, but how long should it take?
I don't know, 15 minutes?
No, I agree, but it's just, you know, I mean, people make 9/11 jokes, right?
Mm-hmm.
And even then, some people still get all puckered up about how awkward it is. And, ooh, no, you know, you don't want to say that. And I don't know, we all make fun of, there's a fucking literal cartoon about the Titanic. Right, there's this cartoon where there's talking mice and there's this underwater realm with these Atlantean mermaids and they have their own Titanic thing. Like, they made a literal cartoon movie for children out of a tragedy where hundreds of people died. So I'm wondering, like, how long does it take for it to be socially acceptable for somebody to make a cartoon of 9/11, for instance, with little mice and such?
Crom, get on this. I want this incorporated into our comic book.
Clearly there is a time limit where you're allowed to make fun of it. When is that?
Is it just a time limit, or I think that it's dependent on the audience a lot of times, because I think that 9/11 jokes won't play as well in New York as they would, you know, here in Illinois, where you're not affected by it. My rule of thumb is if it's a tragedy that doesn't affect me, I can laugh at it whenever I want. When it happens to me, I probably won't laugh. I mean, that's, but I won't be mad at other people for laughing. Probably. I just won't laugh myself.
But when a 9/11 happens to you, you won't laugh.
Anything, any kind of tragedy. I mean, you know, when I get some kind of cancer and I'm fucking laid up in the hospital, it won't be funny to me, but I won't be mad at you for laughing at me.
Good.
I think it's interesting the choice of words that you just used. Like, if a 9/11 happens to me, is that what you said?
That's what Kaya said. That's not what I said.
All right.
If a 9/11 happens to me, they're going to bomb my house with airplanes, three of them.
Don't make me 9/11, you motherfucker.
I'm just saying there's little cartoons about other tragedies out there. And think about it. There's like cartoons about Attila the Hun, Genghis Khan, the Titanic going down, the Black Plague. But, you know, a couple and a half of seven-year-olds die, and all of a sudden you're the devil if you have a laugh at their expense.
Did you say a couple and a half?
Yeah, but...
Or whatever. I don't know how many died. Half a school bus?
I think it's the circumstances surrounding the death that is funny. The kids actually dying is not the funny part. Kids dying at the hands of somebody dressed up as Santa Claus with a homemade flamethrower. That's what makes the story interesting.
Yeah. But when you...
That's the punchline, right?
When you have to lay it out like, hey, guy, the kid's dying isn't funny. That fucking ruins the whole thing. Duh, the kid's dying isn't funny.
Take the fucking episode down.
No, I think they're both very essential to the joke, is the setup and the punchline. The setup is... a bunch of children rushing on Christmas morning down to the tree to open their presents. And then the punchline is Santa kicks the door down. M16. He didn't come through the chimney this time.
All right. Do we want to try bringing Brady in again?
Sure. Why not? We'll just keep trying. And, I mean,
that was not the response that I expected from you.
No, never. How about that?
All right. Here we go.
Hi.
Hi. How's it going? It's you and me, buddy.
Oh, okay.
It sounds like you got a bunch of crickets in there with you. What the fuck's going on now?
What do you mean crickets?
All right.
Well, maybe it's rubbing up against my beard.
You got crickets in your beard?
Gross.
I'm wearing headphones.
All right, Brady.
Does your camera not work?
Very good.
Hey, look at that.
What, we probably could have just done this from the beginning. You would have made my life a whole lot easier. How the hell are you?
Why would I want that?
So I know why Brady hasn't done this from the beginning is he bought a $100 mic and he insists on wanting to get his money's worth out of it, but he's just never figured out how to operate it.
Brady, I will send you... You are a patron of ours, right?
Yeah.
I will send you... $5 if you get your fucking hands off of your phone, leave it in one place, quit moving, and quit pulling the crickets out of your fucking beard. I'm tired of listening to them.
Yep, move your phone around. That's what you need to do. That's better.
No, nope. I'm trying to figure it out.
Brady, for the love of fuck,
just point the phone at your fucking face and stop moving it around.
You don't need to curse at me.
Are you being chased? Blink once if you're okay.
All right. Well, the problem is not my microphone. It's my laptop. It's very bad.
That's not the fucking problem.
I swear it's the problem. It's very bad. I'm getting a new computer this weekend.
Perfect. I don't care. Can we move on, please?
Did you say if you want to be on next week? No.
Okay. Brady, quit moving it. It makes a lot of noise. Thank you. Okay, I've got a question. I just want to get right to it so I can get you the fuck back out of here. All right. Have you, I believe in conversations that I've had with you, I believe that you've had an issue in talking to females. Is that a true statement? Do you currently have a girlfriend?
No.
Okay.
Why are you panning the camera away?
Just stop moving your phone, dude.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm gonna ask this again, Brady.
I just said no.
Okay. So first, you said that you could do a better job hosting this show than I can.
No, I didn't.
I'm giving you that opportunity. Okay.
I didn't say that.
All you go.
don't get camera shy now.
Everybody sing along. talk it all over and we'll find out who dropped.
All right, I got to give it to you. That was actually pretty funny, Brady.
Oh my God, that's like one of those retard TikToks you like laughing at. Though.
I want to do something real quick. I've got somebody lined up. I want to do some role playing, okay?
Laura?
Yeah. We're going to stay out of the conversation. It's just going to be you and her.
Oh jeez.
So, as soon as I can figure out how to make this happen.
We're not going to get to see her.
Hello.
Hey, Laura.
Hey.
It is. This is going to be so fucking complicated. So this is Doug and Anthony and Kaya from the official podcast and Brady from the official podcast Discord.
Okay. Hello, everybody.
Hey there.
All right. So first, I want to say thank you officially for doing that Fat Pride flag for us.
Yeah, you're welcome. Actually, it's funny. I didn't really try hard on that one. I hated it. So I was surprised that you liked it.
I was being polite.
The win, man. You don't want to say you didn't try hard after the win.
All right. So Laura, what I would like to ask you to do is I want you to help my friend Brady here. Brady, if you vape and I hear it, I will fucking.
I muted my mic.
So I want you, Brady, to pretend that you are at a bar and you see Laura standing at the bar and you want to go up and buy her a drink. Your goal.
Not a gay bar for once.
Your goal by the end of this role playing is for your middle finger to be buried some part inside of her. I don't care where.
Oh, God.
if you want, you can just walk up and jam it down her throat and walk away and you win. I don't care.
It's a very thick finger too, Laura.
But the finger's not the only thing that's thick, Laura.
The bottom half of the is extremely thick.
You're fucking smooth, Brady.
Are you into okay. With avocado shaped heads?
Okay.
That was a peanut.
So we are going to be quiet. Brady.
Okay.
Walk up to Laura and try to get in them guts.
Hey, I'm Brady. What's your name?
Laura.
Did you come here alone?
No.
What are you drinking? Can I buy you one?
Jack and Coke, and I'm fine with the one.
All right. I might have one myself.
Brady, you're doing good, buddy. You're doing good.
Okay. So where do you work?
You fucking stalker.
Are you here alone? Where
I'm
do you
making
work?
Conversation.
Hey, so okay, here's what she's hearing. Is there any witnesses here? Are there potential witnesses?
Is anyone gonna miss you?
Are your parents in town?
You have family in town, like.
All right, Brady, go ahead. Come on.
So what do you do? Are you a professional flag maker?
Sorry, it's kind of loud.
What's your job?
Medical billing. Kind of boring.
So you make a lot of money.
We would be wrong. I feel like, no offense. Again, I don't really like people that much. I probably would have gravitated very far away by now.
Oh, I would have way before. You're not very fun to talk to.
You're never going to get your fingers inside her that way. Come on, man.
She's the fuck. Like, from the first question I asked, you sounded uninterested, so I would have stopped right there.
That's you. She's uninterested in you.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I would have stopped talking. And then I talked some more, and she was very boring, giving me one-worded answers.
God,
I'm not interested.
All right, Brady.
Wow. She's old, too.
Brady, I want to show you how to do this, okay?
Okay. Did you say she sounds old?
Yeah, kind of.
Jesus.
All right, Laura, I'm standing right next to you at the bar, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Does this smell like chloroform? Boom.
Yeah, I would just immediately walk away.
Too late.
Oh, God.
And I went for extra credit. I used two of them.
Gross.
Sorry.
All right, Brady. You failed miserably at this.
I mean, I'm just not interested in her, really.
Laura? So, what's your advice for a guy who fixes toilets for a living? Lives in a trailer.
I don't live in a trailer.
I mean, like, be yourself, but better.
No, that ain't gonna work.
Be yourself, but a little less sweaty. Yeah.
All right, Laura. Well, thank you very much for joining us.
You're not so great either.
You
Jesus Christ, Brady.
You guys have a good night.
You too.
You too.
Thank you. Bye.
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 Night.
You got away with women, man.
I'm not desperate.
So at this point, this is where the bartender tells the bouncer to keep an eye on you.
Yeah.
Stop staring at the camera. It's making me uncomfortable.
You got the camera pointed just at your eyes. I don't understand what you're doing.
Staring into them. Ah, there you go. Much better. Well, it would have been nice if, Doug, you and Brady role play the exact same thing. You be the woman, Doug, and teach him what he should say.
All right, Brady. Let's pretend.
I want to set this up just to get an idea. Like, how many female humans do you know, Brady, you aren't related to?
How many do I know? I know plenty. Like, how many do I talk to on a regular basis, do you mean?
Yeah.
Not many.
When I say no, I don't mean, you know, you went to the grocery store once and the cashier had a vagina. I mean, like, you know, you text them or something, anything.
Yeah, no, I don't text anyone.
Contact. No one?
No, none.
When's the last girlfriend you had?
A long time ago.
No, that's fine. I don't want to sit here and pick on Brady for not having, but I want to help him. I don't want to hurt him.
I'll be old and married one day too. Don't worry.
All right. So I want to get you to that point. So I'm going to be the woman in this scenario. All right.
Can Anthony be the woman instead?
No, I'm not good at being a woman.
Kaya, set the scene.
Where you're in a bar. Doug is wearing a nice denim skirt, a mini skirt, crop top. He has
trying to get
nice,
laid.
Long, flowing hair. Blah. Doug, are you originally blonde?
I am, yeah.
Okay, yeah, so long, blonde hair. She straightened her hair, too, for the night out. Put on beautiful red lipstick. Scarlet Pantone red. You are mesmerized.
What?
You are mesmerized by Doug Lena.
As am I, because I sound sexy as fuck.
Yeah, you're there with your posse of your homo friends, but you want to ditch them and go talk to her. What do you do?
I was like, hold on, fellas. And I walk over to her and start making conversation like I did with Laura, but hopefully I get better feedback.
So do it. Don't tell me what you're going to do. Where's Uncle Randy when you fucking need him?
God.
Hey, Doug Lena, how are you doing this evening?
How'd you know my name?
My friend over there knew you.
No, I'm good. I'm good. Thanks for asking. What are you doing here?
I'm just hanging out with a couple friends, having a drink.
All right.
What are you drinking?
whatever you are, big guy.
Oh, I'll have a rum and coke, bartender.
No, I got
and one for the lady.
Doug, you are so getting fingered. This is going great.
Chloroform.
So what is it you would like to do to me if I decide to leave here with you?
I would do many things with my thumb.
Okay. Oh, I didn't mean to laugh. That answer startled me. My thumb, do you mean dick, or do you actually mean your thumb?
Anything you want, baby.
So where would you like to use your thumb?
All over your body. I'll start with your head and go to your toe.
So you gotta press your thumb against your big toe like a little toe five.
Well, I'm gonna rub her, Douglina.
Rub her what? Just rub the fungus between the toenails? No.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's like hours away. I'm starting at the head, baby.
Hours away.
What the fuck?
Okay. How long do you think foreplay takes?
This isn't foreplay. This is all night.
You're telling me you're gonna rub your thumb up and down my body all night, and that's supposed to excite me?
You said that was my goal. You said
At no point did I say that your goal is to rub me with your thumb.
No, you said my goal is to get my thumb as far as I can.
No, as far into an orifice. Like, forget it.
Yeah, this is a good start.
Rub. No, it's not. It's really not.
I'm not a good start. There's no orifice at the bottom of her feet.
All right, Douglina, if you're not interested in that, we can just do stuff like casual stuff like this. And we can work our way into it.
We can just do some casual stuff in the car.
Like,
you're such a charmer.
Douglina, we can do whatever you're comfortable with.
Oh,
thanks. How nice of you.
So would you be interested in getting a hotel room?
I've already booked it.
That's not creepy at all.
Okay, we're going to back up a little bit, Brady.
It wasn't it's an expression, like as in that's how ready I am.
Oh, so you
haven't booked it, you fucking liar?
It's an expression. Of course I haven't booked it.
Okay, so would you like me to go get a hotel room?
Yeah, but here, take my card.
That's what I was going for. Please let me have that. Thank you very much. Yeah, I will be back in 15 minutes. Wait here.
Fucking retard.
I don't think she's coming back.
You're fucking right, I'm not.
Moron.
Guess what? I was a man the whole time.
Guess what? Brady already knew.
Now, can I still rub my thumb all over your forehead?
I give you a fake card.
All right.
Oh, Brady.
A kid died. This is horrible.
Yeah, really. Come on.
What kid?
Nothing, Brady. Okay. So you guys, Kaya, I know you now have a TikTok. Brady, you have a TikTok. Anthony, you do not have a TikTok.
Okay, don't.
No.
Let's not spread misinformation. I checked out your TikTok.
I looked at yours one time. That doesn't mean I have one.
Yeah.
So I'm not saying that you are active on it. I'm just saying that you have access to it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Did you pay any attention to the terms of service?
No.
All right. Anthony, I think you are going to like this if I can fucking find it, because I wasn't ready yet again.
I do like this kind of stuff. I think I might know where you're going.
Oh, that's known risk from... Did I fucking lose it? Here we go. All right. This is the terms of service, who is protected and who is safe or whatever. So these are the people you're not supposed to attack on TikTok. It says attacks on protected groups. We define hate speech as content that does or intends to attack, threaten, incite violence against, or dehumanize an individual or a group of individuals on the basis of protected attributes. We also do not allow content that verbally or physically threatens violence or depicts harm to an individual or group based on any of the following protected attributes. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Race, ethnicity, national origin, religion, caste. You know what that is?
From India, right? Yeah. That's their caste system.
Fuck, you're smart.
I don't think that's true.
Sexual orientation, sex, gender identity, serious disease or disability, or immigration status. So all of
literally
those things,
nothing.
Yeah. So all those things will get you banned from TikTok if you make fun of somebody for their immigration status.
Weird.
It's an app for kids, really.
Do not post content that dehumanizes or incites violence or hatred against individuals or groups based on the attributes listed above, including but not limited to claiming that they are physically or morally inferior, calling for or justifying violence against them, claiming that they are criminals, referring negatively to them as animals, inanimate objects, or other non-human entities, promoting or justifying exclusion, segregation, or discrimination against them. So the scope of what you are allowed to talk, like if you were to call somebody a chair, you can... Okay, here's where it gets super interesting. This is what I wanted to get to. Slurs. Slurs are defined as derogatory terms that are intended to disparage an ethnicity, race, or any other protected attributes listed above. They are not tolerated on our platform because we do not want to contribute to the spread of egregiously offensive terms. However, we are aware of the fact that slurs can be used self-referentially or have been reappropriated. And we may give exceptions when slurs are used in a song or in other instances of self-referential satirical context or for reappropriation.
Reappropriation.
I mean the N-word.
Yeah.
They could have saved somebody a whole bunch of typing if they would have said, blacks can use the N-word.
Yep.
Oh, that's amazing.
So listen to this. Do not post content that invokes non-consensual slurs.
invokes non-consensual slurs. What does that even mean?
So if I call you a cracker,
mm-hmm.
and then you're okay with it, then that is a consensual slur, apparently.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or if I call Doug a fag.
Non-consensual.
I'm okay with it. Does that mean it's consensual? It's a third party consensual.
Do not post content that denies well-documented and violent events have taken place.
So that's a new one. That one just kind of popped up in the past few months. You're not allowed to say things that like false flags. You're not allowed to talk about that anymore.
And that one, they could have just said, Alex Jones is not allowed here.
Right.
Jesus.
So I've noticed that on YouTube also, their terms of service prohibits denying that something happened. If YouTube says it happened, or if the news says it happened and you say it didn't, well, you can't say that on YouTube or TikTok, apparently.
Mm. Okay.
I get it, whatever. Everybody's all about social justice for everybody, whatever. But doesn't it seem strange that we would just accept that we're not allowed to question the narrative? Literally, we're telling you, don't question the narrative or you will be banned from our platform. That's so weird.
Piggybacked off of anti-vaxxers and the flat earthers on YouTube, because that was for the longest time that became their pet peeve issue, you know? Mm-hmm. is, oh, look at all these flat earther videos on YouTube and all these anti-vaxxer videos on YouTube, and it's just too many. It's getting out of hand. It's getting dangerous. YouTube must act against fake, you know, information and misinformation. And it's like, why do you need a new rule for this? It's like a collective of 7 people, flat earthers. Who gives a shit? Let them make their videos. Let the rest of us laugh at them. But they use that as an excuse to then, you know, use it as a base stepping stone, saying, no, no. You cannot deny anything we say happened.
Do you think that anti-vax people, flat earthers, that's retarded, but do you think that anti-vax people are dangerous? Their message is dangerous?
Yeah, I think so. Their message is dangerous, but then again, so is Amazon banning their books, because then where the fuck do you draw the line?
Right. So, I mean, what I'm asking is, so just because it's dangerous, shouldn't the answer be, well, let's try to get the truth out there? Instead of
the answer is better education,
right? If you silence them, what happens is all the people that were on the fence, which is a lot, they're like, well, they're being silenced. There must be something to this.
Yeah, no, I agree. It's just the problem is that all of these good points, they use them for their own separate agendas. They tried that too. They tried the whole, okay, you know what? Let's combat information. Yeah, let's combat misinformation with information. Under every flat earther video, we're going to include a source to a different video that debunks the flat earth. They tried this shit and everybody went, okay, that's a good idea. Put that under the anti-vaxxing stuff too. Put links to videos that prove that vaccines work. And then all of a sudden, the same shit started popping up under Fox News videos.
Like, yeah.
All of a sudden, it's like, oh, wait, why are you acting like Republican viewpoints are now equal to flat earthery?
Yeah, right.
It's like you just use that as a, again, to get your foot in the door to bullshit people. And so that's why I'm wary of it, I would assume. So TikTok, I feel like they're probably just trying to stay off the US government's radar, because TikTok is a Chinese company, right?
Right.
So they don't want to get fucked, I assume, by the app stores or whatever, by sanctions.
Sure.
Well, you do realize it's mostly just a kids app, right?
Yeah, so they can be exploited by China.
I don't know what that means.
So that's mostly why there's, like, that's probably why they want to censor a lot of that stuff.
No, no,
if mostly kids are using it, and they want parents to let their kids use it, they don't want anything graphic on there or anything that could be even
Brady just cracked the censorship wide open.
And oh, anytime anybody censors anything, the first argument is always protect the children. It's always the same, no matter what you're talking about. That's a non-argument.
Place for kids. This is kids use it.
That doesn't mean it's a place for kids. So yeah, what happens?
Like, the majority of your audience is kids. Wouldn't you change your yard to that?
No, okay, but just because they're kids, why does that mean that the kid isn't allowed to question whether Sandy Hook happens? I don't fucking know.
Right.
Because they're a kid, they should be talking about school shootings. They shouldn't even have to think about that.
No, they should be making funny videos about it. I don't fucking know.
Look at childhood. In one conversation, Brady solved censorship and he got rid of school shootings. We don't need to talk about it. It shouldn't happen.
No, kids shouldn't talk about school shootings. They shouldn't. Duh.
So, okay. Kids shouldn't talk about school shootings. So we need to make terms and services to make sure they don't. Is that what you're saying?
It's not just about school shootings, though. They wanted the app to be kid-friendly because that's their main audience.
It's kid-friendly.
Basics from marketing really standpoint.
Marketing? Jesus Christ.
Brady the plumber.
I took 3 years of marketing class.
That's 3 years of your life
under
wasted.
Who, Larry the cable guy?
Yeah, it's not that much of a kids app. They do the same shit where they, you know, they say, oh, we can't allow nudity on TV and whatever. And then they plaster Miley Cyrus's asshole and pussy all over the screen at the MTV Children's Music Awards or whatever. You go on the front page of TikTok, it's nothing but like 20-year-old hotties twerking. That's pretty much all that fucking app is all I see.
And retards.
If you look for it.
I've never been on TikTok. I've only ever seen the videos that people have posted wherever, other social media. It looks, wasn't there an app called Vine a long time ago? Isn't it basically the same thing? He just posts 10-second videos, 15-second videos.
Yeah, the Chinese figure tape. Why don't we just fucking add music to this and bim, bam, boom, they're done. Yeah. You log in, it's the most corporate thing now. That's why they're keeping it so sparkly clean. I scrolled down for like 2.5 seconds. Immediately, the first accounts I saw were Will Smith and some other, you know, generic vapid bimbo actress. Mm-hmm. So they have a vested interest in keeping those people there, and you can't have Will Smith on that platform if, you know, people are just shouting the N-word at him.
Yeah, you're probably right about that.
Kaya, you sent me over an article, and then you seem surprised that I didn't know that it was a thing.
Yeah.
All right. Anthony, I think this is the first you're hearing about it. I think you will find it interesting.
All right.
Proving you're gay to the Turkish army.
What?
military service is mandatory for all Turkish men. They can only escape if they are ill, disabled, or homosexual. But proving homosexuality is a humiliating ordeal. All right.
When you go in the army, aren't you risking getting shot in the face? That's humiliating too.
No, that's brave.
Oh, gotcha.
They asked me when I first had anal intercourse, oral sex, what sorts of toys I played with as a child. Ahmet, a young man in his 20s, told officials he was gay at the first opportunity after he was called up, as he and other conscripts underwent a health check. They asked me if I liked football, whether I wore women's clothes or used women's perfume, he said. I had a few days beard and I'm a masculine guy. They told me I didn't look like a normal gay man. He was then asked to provide a picture of himself dressed as a woman.
What the fuck? Wow. Yep. That pantsuit proves it. Yep. You're gay.
I refused.
I'll keep that.
He says, but I made them another offer, which they accepted. Instead, he gave them a photograph of himself kissing another man. Ahmet hopes that this will give him what he needs, a pink certificate, which will declare him homosexual and therefore exempt from military service. Kyle, when did you leave Turkey?
Fuck, I don't know anymore. 2 years ago? 3 years ago?
So did you have to get registered and all that? Did you have to go first? Can you even talk about this?
Yeah, as long as you don't try to make me insult Turkey.
Right.
So, you know, no, so you don't have to register for anything. First of all, you're just registered by default if you're male. So Turkey's army is a conscript army. That means military service is mandatory. And if you're like 20 years old, 25 or something like that, they call you up. They tell you, hey, until this date, you got to show up here. We're going to give you, you know, the whole stuff, and you're going to serve for a couple of months. I'm in Germany now, so there's a... If you're working abroad, you can get an extension. You can be exempt until you're like 35 years old or something, which is what I'm doing right now.
So you never had to go at all?
Not yet. Technically not yet.
But so they could at any point call you up and be like, hey, you got to be here?
Yeah, I mean, they can do whatever the hell they want. That's true, but technically they're only supposed to do that once I turn like 35 or 40 or something like that.
Wow.
So until then, I am legally exempt because I work abroad and earn money here.
Fuck, that
is so strange.
For me, I would know the ins and outs of all those details. There would be no... I don't know. It's like 35 or 40 or something. I would have a calendar and be marking it off. It's like they can't fucking. I'm not answering the phone, or I'm gonna butt fuck somebody. There's
no. Well, so when the date inches closer, where they give you a date and they tell you to show up and everything. First of all, you have to go there to the military base and they give you like a little exam of. So it's like just to see where you stand, if you have any education and all that sort of stuff. How tall are you? Do you even qualify for to get conscripted and such? So, you know, I got my exemption and I just looked at a date like, is this next year? Is it today? No. Good. I do the same thing with my Swedish citizenship, which is, you know, I, in order to, I always have to go to the Swedish embassy to have it extended, but I don't speak a single word of Swedish. I've never lived there, so it's always this awkward experience to have to justify why they should give me an extension of my citizenship.
Did you tell them that you're considered an artist over there?
Oh, yes. That's another thing. So technically speaking, under the government's eye, I am a Swedish artist, you guys.
Sweet.
Why don't you lead every conversation with that?
That's what I'm saying. I know you're always pushing, not pushing maybe, but everything is Turk this and Turk that, whatever. I would go with Swede. It would look so much cooler. Yeah, then people look. Then people look like at you this, and they're like, "Wait a minute!"
Unbelievable.
That's what I'm saying. That's the point.
Most important points from that thing, which is that when you know, some people try to escape the military service by claiming that they're gay, because in Turkey, like many places in the Middle East, being homosexual is still considered a psychological disorder. So you're literally exempt for the same reason you would be if you were schizophrenic. but I think my favorite part of that article, which I didn't even know, was that you have to show them evidence of yourself being gay, but you have to be the bottom.
Yeah. What? Like,
you guys remember the gay fan fiction I sent you and you read?
Yeah, so I remember that. Of course I remember it.
So technically, in that interaction between, you know, Anthony slurping on your ball sack and you then fucking him in his asshole, you're straight. Only Anthony is gay in that fan fiction, according to Turkish military law.
Really? So you can fuck dudes, you just can't get fucked by dudes.
Right.
Wow. Because
getting fucked is very effeminate and fucking is, you know, masculine as an act. So if you really want to prove you're gay, you can't just show up there and show them a video of yourself pounding a man. That's not going to convince them.
Anthony, imagine that. I come out to you and say, Anthony, I've got to tell you something. I'm a homosexual. You say, I don't believe it. And then I show you a picture of me just pounding the shit out of Brady. And you're like, I still don't believe it.
Nope, you're not gay.
I believe Brady's gay. I don't believe you're gay.
No, I'm not.
But the really fucked up part is they keep the evidence.
They file it away.
So if you give them a photo,
even better.
So you have to hand the photo in or the video, and then the military keeps it. And then I don't know if you read up until that part in the article, but they have an example of one of the gay guys who said that his employer called the military to check with them, and the military just told the guy that the employee is gay. So technically, if they wanted to, they could show your whole village that you're gay. Like, God. Yes.
That's horrible. So are they allowed to fire you for being gay in Turkey? I mean, if you have a job.
You're allowed to cut your fucking head off for being gay. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. Is that true? They throw you off a bridge or whatever, cut your head off?
Not legally, but, you know, not everything has to be done legally. It's just. I'll just say, nowhere in Turkey could you ever sue a bakery for turning you down for being gay. Right? They would lynch you. They would fucking, the neighborhood would just beat your ass. And your mom.
And your mom. So you couldn't just, are there people that are just openly gay and everybody's okay with it? It doesn't work that way. Like flaming gay.
No, we have some. Oddly enough, we have some very effeminate gay, whatever, metrosexual, whatever the gays call themselves when they're like semi-closeted. Mm-hmm. A lot of celebrities like that, even a transsexual one, very famous one. But yeah, I mean, generally speaking, if you're gay, I would recommend you keep it to yourself. They have these like gay bashing gangs where they catfish gay people on Grindr and Tinder, and then when the gay guy shows up to the date, he just gets jumped by like a gang of 10 Turkish dudes who then just beat him and torture him.
That would fucking suck, man. You show up rock hard, ready to go, and instead of getting some ass, you get your fucking ass beat. That would suck.
Yeah, but what if that's your fetish?
Like, oh no, don't. Oh my god.
A bunch of big burly men. Oil wrestling you.
I wonder if there's a happy medium between where we're at in America and where, you know, the Middle Eastern countries are at. There's got to be, right? I mean,
yeah, there is always you guys are just so far off the deep end.
off the rails.
The Middle East, they just, it's a spectrum and no one can find the goddamn middle. It's like, you don't have to throw gay people off of rooftops or put them in mental institutions. On the other hand, you shouldn't be able to sue people. What the fuck is up with child drag queens?
Right.
Whoever did that? Yeah, throw him off the roof. That, right. That, see, that's a nice middle ground. Let's hope for Sharia law.
Sharia law, huh?
Yeah, you deserve it. Just like, I don't know. I think it would help you guys. Just get rid of all your presidential candidates. Elect one hardcore Muslim for like one term. Let him cleanse the country for one election cycle and then you can vote him out again. Let him reset the clock.
You know what's funny? If there was a Muslim candidate, I guarantee you he would win the feminist vote. And I just can't wrap my head around that. The feminists are hardcore Muslim supporters and I don't understand it.
All right. Anthony, we got a shit ton of these things to get through. So,
yeah.
So do them. I don't want to. I want to be done with this whole thing.
Are you guys hanging out for that or what are we doing?
Yeah, I'll stick around. Are you guys doing an after show chat?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'll stick around.
Just do such a fucking shitty job at promoting ourselves. So get signed up at patreon.com/who'sright. After every episode, we jump into a Discord and have a conversation with the listeners. So fucking go do that.
What are you guys doing now? Shoutouts?
Backstories, Brady. Yes.
All right. I'll probably hop out for that.
Bye.
See ya.
Asshole.
Well, you guys don't want me.
I took care of it.
That was perfect timing.
How does this make you feel? Brady's got something else more important to do than to finish the episode out. he shit all over this whole fucking experience. And he's like, yeah, I don't want to stick around for that.
I like that. You basically just suicide bombed your episode.
Kaya, what do you think about the backstories as a bit?
No, I like them. I don't know which one of you is writing them, but they're good.
Neither one of us is writing them. We have an investigator. I mean,
I'm very sorry.
No, don't be sorry. It's okay.
Yeah. So those of you that don't know what this is when you sign up to our Patreon, we have a private investigator. We send him what little information we get from you, and then he doxes you. He pulls out any information that he can get on you. He follows you and reports back to us.
Right.
What we have now is a pile of them to get through that signed up since last week. All right, Anthony, I don't remember. You like to start as a top, right?
Yes. I like to finish on the bottom. Oh, God.
All right. This is Ryan. Ryan is a chud, a cannibalistic humanoid underground dweller. He is a monster that lurks beneath the streets. He was once a human, but has been mutated by radioactive chemical toxic waste into a hideous, flesh-eating creature that preys on the homeless who live in the underground tunnels. When he is not eating flesh, Ryan enjoys gardening, working on his poetry, raising bees, and selling artisan honey at the local underground farmer's market. I fucking hate reading these. I hate these things. I fucking hate them. It was funny the first fucking time. We're on like 80. Our private investigator's running out of shit to fucking write. All right, Eugen.
You mean find?
Eugen has been a longtime patron, but he recently upgraded to the $25 white guilt free tier.
Mm-hmm.
Shut the fuck up. So we have to. I just want to get through his because I know. Forget it. All right. Eugen is addicted to laughing gas. He has a connection at the dentist's office who sells it to her by the balloon full. She works at a salon for dogs where she does dog pedicures and occasionally cleans up dog shit. Eugen enjoys Holocaust jokes and the Bridget Jones movies. She spends most of her free time huffing paint and dreaming about how wonderful it would be if she could swap lives with Bridget Jones.
Kaya's response was perfect. I don't know if you guys saw that or not, but there was a big yawn right there.
All right.
Tyler was temporarily orphaned at a young age. On a cold winter morning, his entire family accidentally left him home when they took a vacation. He used that time to reflect back on the choices that he made so far in his life and teach himself how to shave. His journey to self-reflection was interrupted by a couple of guys who were up to no good. They started causing trouble in the neighborhood. He got in one little fight and his mom got scared. So they sent him to live with his aunt and uncle in Bel Air. That was some serious investigation.
That was like Home Alone with the Fresh Prince. That was amazing. That's what that was. I don't like when you read them because you read in such a monotone voice. There's so much depth to that investigation, and it was lost on you.
Fair.
You need to sigh more.
Yeah, I'll show you. All right. Exionic also moved up to, he upgraded this tier, so that prompted yet another fucking investigation. X is addicted to the smell of his own farts. He believes they give him strength. He also has a massive collection of bootlegs of stolen movies, police interrogations, and even ones regarding Homeland Security in his basement. He is an obese and socially incompetent man-child who is only known by his neighbors for his grotesque appearance. He holds a master's degree in folklore and mythology. He translated the Lord of the Rings into Klingon as part of his thesis. He also went to fat camp, which, judging by his current appearance, was unsuccessful.
Thanks for your donation. Sounded like the right thing to say, I guess.
And you didn't even sound entirely sure about it. Tyler with an O. Or is it Tylor?
Tylor
is a conceited, obnoxious, arrogant, deranged, and manipulative narcissist with a grossly inflated ego. Okay. Sounds like you have a, sorry, it sounds like the investigator has a problem with Tylor. He has traveled the world, driving himself to near madness in the search of the one thing he believes will bring him true happiness. Being a genius, he got wealthy. You don't even give it. What?
Just read.
Being a genius, he got wealthy, powerful, and earned respect, but that didn't satisfy his lust for the perfect fish taco.
I got nothing.
What's the fucking payoff? So is fish tacos the one thing that'll bring him true happiness?
What payoff? This is a backstory. The investigator's not, and we don't pay him to give us a payoff. He's not supposed to be funny.
So that this is the first I'm hearing of that.
Oh shit.
Okay, so if he is not trying to be funny nor entertaining, he is knocking it out of the fucking park.
All he's doing is investigating.
All right. This is fetish. What? Fucking deal with the fucking names. Like nobody's just, there's no
Mike. Jim, John. This is John.
All right. Fetish draws animated furry scat porn for a subsidiary of Pixar. He often draws nude because his pants rub his massive throbbing cock raw. You just wanted to hear me fucking say that.
Right. You picked up on that pretty quick.
After a particularly long drawing session, he had to be taken to the hospital for having an erection that lasted more than 4 hours. Thankfully, no permanent damage was done. His doctor put him on a medical restriction. He is only allowed to draw for 3 hours at a time with a 4-hour break in between sessions. His medical restriction-inducing work can be found at patreon.com/fetishart. Look at that. You know what?
Oh, man.
Should I pull that up?
I don't know. Is it fetish art or art fetish? I don't know. pull it up. We'll pull it up and we'll see.
Okay, so the investigator says fetish art.
Maybe he's not a very good investigator.
All right. So
we'll pull up both and see what happens.
Yeah, because you know what? This ain't going to get any fucking worse.
Right.
All right. You get motherfucker. Fetish.
I don't think anybody's still with us anyways. Like, I can't imagine they sat through all this.
All right. So there's one. So it's not fetish art. All right.
Oh, Jesus.
Art fetish. All right. What's this one? Yes, I am 18 years or older. All right. I'm going to see if I can pull this up on the screen.
All right.
Even though this is that fucking gay anime porn.
The whatever. Best kind of porn you can think of. Fake porn. There's not enough real women. We had to draw more.
What is this? Art fetish. Patreon art fetish. I don't know. Should we have him draw us a t-shirt or something?
I don't know. Go back down. I want that ass with my face as the head. You know what I mean? I want to have an ass like that and a tail. I need a tail. Fluttershy. Huh? What?
It's Fluttershy's ass. Ask your children. They probably know.
I'm sure they don't.
Show them the ass.
Show them the ass. Show your children the ass.
All right. Fuck. That went as well as the rest of the show. Only 15 more of these motherfuckers. Charlie.
Jesus, really?
Oh, shit.
Charlie wants... Oh, my God.
Change my mind. I don't like this segment.
Charlie once submitted a urine sample as part of an application for a job as a prison guard, which contained crack, smack, uppers, downers, outers, inners, horse tranquilizers, cow paralyzers, blue bombers, green gophers, yellow submarines, and an LSD too. He has a passion for rock music, being very skillful at playing the guitar, saying that it was the only thing he did in high school. He is often found homeless, having been evicted from his apartment and once forced to live with the mutants in the sewer. He was once found squatting in the recently vacated home of Britney Spears. I would have liked it if the investigation would have been in a different order. So the Joe Dirt reference would have been at the end. That was funny. It's like to get to the other side. Why did the chicken cross the road? See, it doesn't have the same effect.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wrong. I got you. All
right. Which one was that? Charlie. All right. What kind of fucking name is that? Over 9,000 ducks. Another upgrade. Thank you for fucking up. Hobo the Homo Clown regularly fights animals. He once fought an Alaskan timber wolf and a mule with the intention of eating the latter after the fight. The animals worked as a team and defeated him and then ate his leg. He befriended the mule years later. In a recent strange turn of events, he ran into the mule at a black tie. What the fuck am I reading?
Investigation material.
Jesus. He befriended the mule. In a strange turn of events, he ran into the mule at a black tie fundraiser for a local politician. It was awkward at first, but they soon bonded over their love of eating vanquished foes. They then went on to fight and eat any enemies together.
See, monotone. That's perfect. Your delivery was perfect. Spot Thank on.
Thank you. Over 9,000 ducks.
God, there's like fucking so many more. Can you read faster?
Hey, let's see how many you can read at once.
Yeah, let's both of us read one at the same time.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Tell Kaya if he wants to move to America to live in Vermont.
I don't care. Just move on.
Kaya's not moving to Vermont, I suppose.
All right. Sorry about that. I appreciate the super chat, but Kaya is not interested in your Vermont local booze. What time is it at your place there, Kaya?
2 a.m. I didn't expect you guys to have this many new patrons.
I didn't expect you guys to be successful. Mean, but... Sorry.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 more.
Jesus.
So would you like to tap out or you want to hang out?
No, I'm going to hang.
Unfortunately, I'm going to hang.
All right.
And that was a penny.
Ivan. Ivan is a heavy drinker and is usually quite drunk on the job. He drives a limo, swerving drunkenly and plowing through everything in his path. Once or twice, he crashed into a pool accidentally on purpose. He claims to get so drunk I can barely see, but it helps me get through another day. He seems to have a passion for his job. No kids have missed prom on his watch. Some of them did show up in two trucks, though. I don't even know what the fuck that means.
I think it should have been tow trucks. Just as a guess. You know, I don't know, but it's just a guess.
I'm going to read that again. And where it says two.
Oh, yes.
I will change it with tow, and we'll see if it makes it better. He seems to have a passion for his job. No kid have missed prom night on his watch. Some of them did show up in tow trucks, though. On his night off, he cruises for gay hookers in his limo, and his favorite pickup line is, "How much to get in the back?" Fuck, man. This is why it's important to stretch these investigations out over the course of the week and not put them all in at the last minute.
Our investigator was booked. What do you want me to do?
He wasn't booked.
It would have cost extra to have him done beforehand.
Manny is the dictator of the Galactic Confederacy, who brought billions of people to Earth in school bus like space. It's like getting a fucking reading assignment, man.
Right.
People to Earth in school bus-like spacecraft 75 million years ago, stacked them around volcanoes and killed them with hydrogen bombs. He was about to be deposed from power, so he devised a plot to eliminate the excess population. With the assistance of migrant farm workers, he gathered billions of citizens under the pretense of income tax inspections, then paralyzed them, shoved sticks up their asses, and froze them in the shape of popsicles to capture their souls. The kidnapped populace was loaded into a short bus for transport to the site of extermination.
Next.
I think the name is Ben Dejo.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
He very clever, Ben.
Fuck.
Ben Dejo will gladly finger any woman, but would never allow his penis to touch anything that bleeds for 3 days and isn't dead. Having a good oral technique, Ben swears that he will blow any guy in need and will often perform heroic feats to finish the job. Ben appears to have been abandoned in the woods during infancy. He had fallen into a large leaf. He had fallen onto a large leaf and lay there crying until Angelina and Brad, Ben's new parents, rescued him from the wilderness and took him to raise him alongside a dildo who became like a brother to him. Good luck.
Next. Ben.
Cameron's hobbies include videotaping couples in cars, videotaping people through their house windows, and scrapbooking. He has a very bizarre way of speaking. His heavy accent makes most of his sentences sound nonsensical and complete gibberish. His writing is also heavily accented to match how he speaks. He is most likely illiterate. His speech pattern is a result of brain damage due to a constant concussion by him hitting himself in the head with a hammer to get to sleep. Zach.
Keep reading.
Zach is incompetent and quick to anger for little to no reason. He has shown great animosity toward both his wife and his child, who was often made to sleep in a tent in the backyard. He once discovered an oil well by accident because he was attempting to bury his first wife. This was classic dilemma. The attention from an oil well could cause people to find out about his wife's murder. Zach buried his wife and the evidence of oil and now lives of abject poverty.
Do you just read every other word? Makes more sense if you just read every other word.
I didn't skip a word.
Right.
Are you saying I did?
Yes, exactly what I said.
Okay. What word did I... I'll read it again.
No. You read every word. You're good. Next. No, I didn't. It was
over this shit.
No, it was my fault. I misheard you. You everything
you miswrote, was, motherfucker.
Right. I miswrote. Right. Just don't read it again, please.
For the record, I did not skip any words. At least not on purpose.
Mm-hmm. But duh, you would. I'm not even going to argue with you. Good. On to the next one.
That's it.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Oh, sweet. Whew. Bye. are we not done?
What's up, Brady?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
You're here. You said you were leaving.
I thought you wanted me to leave. That's why I said I was leaving.
But then you didn't.
You're the one that opted out. You said, yeah, I think I'm not going to stay for these.
Yeah, because I wasn't really making much conversation and you seemed mad with me. So I'm just going to leave. I thought you'd be happy, but nobody's mad. Angrier somehow. Doug is very
mad. God damn it. Get some self-confidence. Nobody is mad. Doesn't matter if anybody's happy. Fuck.
Would you look at Doug real quick?
What I look
Does
at
that him? Look like a happy person to him?
No, Brady. You ruined the show, Brady.
That's Nobody's why I
mad at you. Now go fuck yourself.
Oh, okay.
Brady, I got a question for you. What is your opinion of the backstories at the end of the episode?
I've always thought they were horrible. I have no idea why you do it, why you've done it once and then did it again. What are you thinking? Does anyone enjoy that?
Kaya does.
Right.
He did before we started.
Kyle likes it because you don't like it. He likes watching people in pain.
So you're not negative, right?
No, I'm trying to give you a suggestion to help you. If I was negative, I'd be like Kai and say, yeah, keep doing it.
Wait. Okay. So I believe when you signed up to be our patron, we did one on you, right?
I don't know.
You didn't
listen to that. I just told you I don't like the bit. Why would I listen to it?
Because I was trying to fucking get somewhere. See, why were you talking like this before? You're having a conversation. Now quit moving your fucking camera, you Michael J. Fox motherfucker. Fuck. I'm done.
You're so angry. All right, ask the question.
All right. We're going to head over to our after show. This should be fucking interesting. Dave, man brain, go fuck yourself.
Please don't do a back show back or whatever this week, wrap up show, because it's not worth it.
All right, hold on. I'm going to bring Brady in.
Oh, God.
Brady, say goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye, everybody.
Bye.
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 Bye.